Two Cincinnati council committees are holding a joint meeting Tuesday to provide funding for some immediate upgrades to the Emergency Communications Center. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Acting City Manager Patrick Duhaney says that includes overfilling call taker and dispatch positions.
Say that the table of organizations, the staffing for ECC is 108 employees. We're going to ask council for permission to overfill up to 120 employees. So knowing that it's a high retention, a high burnout rate, we're never going to stop hiring. We're always going to keep advertising, training staff, so we can always have them ready to step in on the floor and answer phone calls.
There will also be funding to hire 11 new people for supervisors, IT, and trainers. Police Captain James Gramke, who manages the center, says he welcomes the additional resources from council.
And I believe that they're giving me everything I need in the short term, and then we're going to talk about a long-term plan that we can make sure that we continue our progress here.
The center has been under scrutiny after 16-year-old Kyle Plush died while trapped in his van, even though he called 911 twice. Police Chief Elliot Isaac says the internal investigation is continuing, and officials are working to release a report as soon as possible. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.